Welcome everybody to another episode of El Taita Podcast. This is episode 3, Returns Not Accepted, with your host, Carlos de Tellier. So thank you everybody for joining for episode 3. I can't believe it's been 3 weeks. Time flies when you're having fun changing diapers. So in this episode, I'm going to cover the, as usual, week progression between how my son is doing and the mommy recuperating. So let's get to it. Mommy's good. She's recuperating same as last week. She's just progressing as we go. I didn't mention it in the other podcast, as I might have wanted to mention it, but just kind of skipped my mind. I've been on parental leave, and therefore, with that parental leave, has given me the chance to help out with the growth of my son and the recovery of my wife. So it's kind of a win-win. Eventually, once I reach a month, I'll return back to work. But thanks to the lovely laws of New York and the company I work for, I get enough time so I can take parental leave in between. But with that, that also gave me the opportunity of creating this podcast with you guys, for you guys. And it's been a great experience because I've been trying to do something creative, and I think this is a great idea that I had that I put together. And as usual, I want to thank you all, you guys, for listening in. So moving on to the next thing. As I mentioned, 3 weeks is incredible. I can't believe how time flies, because they do say time flies, but it's a little bit different when people tell you, hey, you know, time flies, you know, this and that, and it's also different than when you experience it yourself. I mean, time is the one form of currency we'll never get back, so spend it wisely, because whatever you do today, it'll be gone by tomorrow. So it is definitely a privilege watching my son get bigger. Aside from the fact that he's bigger in size overall, he's still at about 10 pounds, but he's bigger, like, height-wise. I'm not 100% sure what the height was the last time from the pediatrician, so I'll have to update you guys on that on the next podcast. But for some reason, his stomach is bigger than mine, possibly, you know, and it's, like, he eats a lot. And it's very essential, and this is something that shouldn't scare you as new parents. The baby's stomach will grow. It's just, for some reason, my son's stomach feels like, I don't know, it's, he has like maybe 2 stomachs what he was born with, because he does eat a lot. There's been some times where I would give him, well, in this case, my wife would breastfeed him, and it wouldn't be enough. So he would start getting fuzzy, and then he would start just getting cranky because he hasn't had enough food. Now, in this stage, the patterns have shifted a bit. And although it is part of the growing experience, I don't like it, to be honest with you. Not much I can do. We just have to get it, just adapted to the system. Originally, in the first episode, I discussed how he had a pattern and he had 2 different types of cries. And it was a great system for me because I pay attention to the types of different crying patterns that he had. One originally was a diaper change, and the other one was he was either hungry or he was uncomfortable. And that was it. Now, that pattern went out the window. For the 3rd week, he just cries, and I kind of have to figure out what it is. Now, one thing that does make it easier for me is that whenever he does take a nap, whenever he wakes up and he starts getting cranky or whatever the reason is, he definitely needs a diaper change. Got to check, because for the most part, at this point, the baby's either peed or pooped or both. Sometimes it might be a little bit of a fart surprise, so it's not a lot of poop. But if they poop a lot, then they have to refill the tank, basically. So yeah, that's one of the things that I checked. But as I mentioned before, my son does eat a lot. So aside from the breastfeeding, we do have formula as a backup. And for the mom, he's still not able to produce enough milk, especially if, in this case, like my son, they eat a lot. It's okay to give them formula and use it just supplementary. What you want to do is eventually you want to get to the point of just fully do breastfeeding or do breast milk. What my wife does is she actually, when she has time to do it, she would pump And then she would put storage for the breast milk in bags. And then from there, you can warm right up because they have a lifespan. And what she would do is she would label the time and the date she would pump and from when the milk is the dude that is from. And she would put it in the freezer. And that has a lifespan, I believe, of maybe 4 days. It's frozen. I'm not entirely sure on that, so don't quote me on it. I might be a little off. But the point is, if it's frozen, then it'll last a bit. But since my son eats a lot, it's not going to last 4 days. So, yeah. For the formula, it has a differing amount of time that it lasts once you make the formula. So I don't know exactly how much time for that is. But, yeah. So there's also a couple of things. His pattern for sleeping has changed as well as the eating pattern and the fact that he doesn't cry two different ways when he needs either a diaper change or feeding or anything else. The sleep does get different in the sense that, I mean, he's still adapting to the new world. And with that being said, it's just a matter of like he's going to sleep more in the afternoon or he's going to sleep in blocks. So he will sleep or take naps. Now he's developed a napping time where he develops cat naps. Sometimes he will sleep for like 30 minutes and then he'll wake up and he will just cry so hard. And let me explain something for you new parents. This will happen a lot, especially since he's adapting and he's growing. The hunger, not a problem. You can figure that out. But there's been some times where I gotten so frustrated that I didn't know what to do. And I wasn't frustrated on my son. Okay, let me just be clear on that. Hence the reason for the title of the episode. So before all you mommies get mad at me, or perhaps dads, for the title of this episode, I'm not frustrated at my son. I'm frustrated at myself because I wish I could understand him better. So if he would say something like, you know, hey, dad, can you give me this? I'll be like, no problem, son. Here you go. But obviously, babies don't communicate that way. And it's better, the only way they can communicate is crying, so you have to figure out how you do it. So I would do the normal routine. All right, check the diaper, change, done. You feed him, done. Sometimes he'll fight to sleep. And with that being said, you have to kind of go through the cycles, and then you will know what it is. One of the things that I did discover in this stage is gas. So some of the babies might be colic. If you don't know what that is, it's basically they have kind of adjustments with digestion, but that's something the pediatrician will be able to tell you. Our son didn't have that, and okay with that, but he does get gassy a lot, hence the discomfort. And at this stage, it's something you kind of have to work it out. So there's a couple of the ways to do it. One of the ways that I do it additionally to help him relieve the gas is when I lay him on his back, I kind of move his legs around and kind of swinging around and like in a bicycle motion, and that does help. Aside from also holding him, like if you're doing skin to skin, and once you hold him close to your chest, you can burp him, and that also helps. So at this point, as I mentioned in early stages and in early episodes, every child is different. Every baby's different. Yours might not have the same as mine. Yours might have it later, might have it earlier. It kind of depends on the baby. But, you know, so in this case, that's one of the things to keep in mind. So if you move the baby around or he has discomfort in a way, because the one thing that it did change is also when you put the baby in a certain way, he doesn't like that, because before he had the belly button, and the remaining of the umbilical cord fell. So now he doesn't have that. And it turns out he was a little bit, he had a lot of discomfort with that. And we ended up buying a thing that kind of helps him pad the belly button. And then eventually within the week or two, he heals. You can get that in Amazon. Again, not being sponsored by Amazon, but I forget what it's called. But if you look it up, belly button padding, it's kind of like an extra layer that you put in his belly that you kind of like strap it. Think of it like a belt that you will use for your back whenever you lift heavy things. Similar, but obviously for babies. Just tiny thing and not very bulky like what I just explained. So yeah, with that being said, New parents, you will get frustrated. It doesn't matter. Whoever tells you, you can have the most patience in the world. If you are one of those parents that have the most patience in the world, trust me, I think of myself that I have the most patience in the world, and all of a sudden it just goes out the window. There's been some times that I've been frustrated that I would just go nuts. And as I mentioned, not because I was mad at him, it's because I didn't understand how to help him or what the problem was. And there's so many sources these days that you can look up. The best advice I can give you is reach out. Definitely care enough, obviously, to reach out to people. Don't be afraid to reach out. You have family members who have more kids, brothers, sisters in this case. They definitely got the upper hand. And obviously, if you have mother or grandmas, they have the upper hand in that because they've been at it with the parenting stuff for quite some time. The only difference between, and I'm not trying to judge, but the only difference between before and now is that before they used to, we didn't have the technology we have now. We didn't have the formulas that we have now, the extra baby stuff that we have, the extra toys or everything, like the baby monitors that we didn't have back then. So there's a lot of things now these days that will definitely help out with the parenting, like the camera, for instance, as I mentioned in the last episode. And but that doesn't mean that reaching out is a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it's good because, you know, there's been people, neighbors, family members, everything that have had kids, and they can definitely give you an advice or two since they've been at it for quite longer than you have as a new parent. As I mentioned, and I always mention this, a baby, every baby is different, but you can always get advice and then get your own conclusion that will help out in the process of becoming a better parent. So that's definitely my opinion on that. It's great to see that the progress is good. We have done all the pediatrician appointments, I'm sorry. And first, if she ever got a chance to listen to this podcast, I want to thank her for being so awesome. Because the two pediatricians that I have, one of them, the doctor that we have, she has 5 kids. So she knows, I think, of 2 about kids. Therefore, that's why she's a pediatrician. But she's been great. And that's the one thing that you definitely should have added in the list, as I mentioned on the episode 2 about the things that you should have as a newborn baby. And one of them is definitely a pediatrician. Once you get out of the hospital, that's one of the things they mentioned to you that you can get. I definitely recommend one nearby. I have one like 6 minutes away from where I am. So if something happens, I can give her a call and she'll make herself available, or she'll reach the other doctor that works at the same place and they'll help me with whatever concerns I have. Because there's been a lot of concerns that I have, and sometimes we don't know what to do. So that's why in that aspect, it's great to reach out to other people, and it's fine. It definitely helps. The other thing also, by this point, as I mentioned, he's 3 weeks old. Your baby's around this time. At least the pediatrician, and in my case, they recommend they do tummy time. So normally they recommend to do tummy time twice per day. And what this does is, aside from helping the baby develop the neck muscles, nerves and all of that, I think it's good in a way also because, you know, I put my son to sleep all the time on his back. And the thing that's kind of crappy for him is the fact that he has gone since he's been here. From sleeping on his back to all of a sudden being on his tummy. So at the beginning, it was a little bit difficult. He encountered a lot of times that he was just did not like it, but I seen a lot of improvement in his neck movement. And we have incremented, depending how he feels, the tummy time. Normally, the pediatrician will tell you it should be about a minute. And like I said, twice per day. So you could do it, you know, when he wakes up, you change the diaper, feed him or whatever. You can do it at any time. There's no specific time. What you would do is you put him up on his tummy for 1 minute, and then that's it. You check. I like to check him. Obviously you have to check him, but I like to check his progress on the neck movements, and he's been doing really, really good on that. So sometimes, depending how he is, if he doesn't get really cranky, I would increase the timing. So I would do, instead of 1 minute, I would do like 1 minute and 15 seconds, and then gradually increase it. You have to kind of see how it goes. So that's the best advice I can give on that aspect. Tummy time is a must, but just wait till the pediatrician tells you when to do it. But it definitely helps. There are other toys that are helpful to extend the tummy time, but I think they're not necessary. You can if you want, but I don't have any of that yet. I do have like a little gym for him that has like a little piano on it, but his neck is not quite developed enough to the point where he can move and say, hey, what's this, and everything like that. So it's going to take him a while to get used to. So yeah, guys, with that being said, I'm going to end this podcast. This might be a little shorter than the usual ones. This is just a kind of follow-up on week 3 and how the changes are. And I got to say also, for all of you mommies who are single mommies, God bless you. I mean, wow. You know, because me and my wife are a team. So whatever I can help, or whenever she needs my help, she'll tell me, and then vice versa. And then we got it. Or single dads too. You know, being a single parent is not easy. And I know most of my listeners in this podcast, you know who you are. So hats off to you for that. Alrighty, guys. So, with that being said, before I actually forget, I have to mention that I got to the point, and I mentioned probably at the beginning of the episode, that I gotten a few times very frustrated that I didn't know what to do. And I got so frustrated to a point that I wanted to return my child. And I tried to, you know, try to return him, and I kind of got kicked in the face like 4 times. I got yelled at, and I had to sleep on the couch for like a good 2 days. I don't think my wife liked that and appreciate that so much. I'm just kidding. But the reality of the matter is, if you do feel frustrated, it's normal. Don't hesitate, like I said, to ask for help or reach out. It's definitely helpful. Any help you can get, it'll accommodate to becoming a better parent and and then understanding for the future that lies ahead. Alrighty, so now one last thing I want to mention to you guys. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and click on the bell depending on the application that you're using. One of the options should be click the bell that it notifies you whenever I publish a podcast. So whenever the podcast becomes live, you'll get a notification on the phone. So all you have to do is click on the notification, then boom, you start playing it through whichever application of your choice, either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I managed to set it up so that way it's linked to a couple of services for your convenience. But if you don't have any of those, if you don't want to use the player, that's okay. You can still click on the website and you can listen to the episodes there once it's published as well. Alrighty. So thank you so much, guys, again. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.